Care Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight, Atchison County, the topic, and we got boys basketball coach Corey Eckert joining us here. It's brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, a lot to dissect here over the next few minutes, and obviously congratulations. I know it's been a struggle here the last year and change, and last year was tough. You lose to Jackson Heights in the opener, but it was a much more competitive game against the Cobras than what we saw last year. You follow that up game two, you go to Horton. Not just one overtime, it takes two overtimes, but you guys get the win 64-61 last Friday. So let's start there. Big win, double OT. I just bet everybody was thrilled to just get one and get a win on the board. But just a big way to get that first win, double overtime at Horton last week.
Yeah, definitely. It was absolutely it was a huge relief for the program and the players. And finally to get that win and you know, it was exciting for our team and it was exciting for our fans and everybody, the support they've given us through these difficult past two seasons to finally battle and pull one out in a really good game. And Horton battled and it was a back and forth game the whole second half. And we were fortunate to make enough plays and shots at the end to pull out on top.
Yeah, I think you probably would have liked that game to just end in regulation just for the sheer fact that you had to play Riverside, very good team, the very next day on that Saturday. Riverside getting the win there, 72-39. I'm sure you're not putting it on maybe the fatigue factor. Kids still got to go out and play the game, but that's a lot of minutes, I would say, for your kids, you know, in a pretty short amount of time going from that game against Horton and then taking on Riverside the next day.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we might have been fatigued and tired from the night before and playing all those minutes. But either way, yeah, Riverside possesses, you know, a big challenge for us in the league. They're physical, they're big, they're quick, they do a lot of good things. So, you know, we would have liked to maybe have a day or two to talk and prepare for them more, but it is what it is with the schedule, and we just got to go out and at the end of the day compete and play hard and take care of the ball and in all of our games give us a chance to be in it. So
And then a quick thought, Tuesday night you go to Sabetha, Blue Jays, very good team out of the Big East. They get the win there. Just a thought from the game on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I mean, very similar style to what Riverside plays. I thought we played better than what the score indicated, especially when I didn't think we played well in Riverside, and we came back and I thought our effort was there. Some of our open shots didn't go in, which would have helped. And so that was just a physical and aggressive team. And obviously that presented a lot of issues for us and being young and it was on the road. So, to take away, I mean, we gave effort. We tried hard. We played hard. And hopefully moving forward, we can take that game and continue to get better.
What can you tell us about your opponent on Friday night? You guys are going to get Donovan West, and, you know, just last Friday, they beat Morehill Mount Academy 56-54. They've played Hiawatha, and they've also played Riverside, and that was on Tuesday night. That was a 9-point game with the Cyclones getting the win, but impressive for them to beat Morehill Mount Academy the way that they did last week. So they've played some good competition. They seem to be much improved from a year ago, just like you guys. So an intriguing matchup here on Friday night. You get Donovan West at home. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's got the potential to be a pretty good game for both teams. You know, they had a close, exciting win last week against Morehill, which was a huge win for them. You know, they've got a couple good seniors there. Donovan West have been playing varsity for a few years, and they're pretty experienced and they're pretty disciplined, well coached. So I haven't gotten to the Riverside film yet, but to play them to a 9-point game says a lot about Donovan West and how physical and how good they are. And so we really have to lock in and you know, be smart with the shots we're taking and taking care of the ball. And hopefully Friday can be a good one between the two of us.
Yeah, should be a good one for sure. That's Atchison County boys basketball coach Corey Eckert joining us. They're at home on Friday taking on Donovan West, and then one more game on tap next week before the holiday break. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll do it one more time next week before we take that couple weeks off for the holidays, so we appreciate it.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.